I'm standing in a restaurant area in the most high-traffic part of the university, the Public Affairs Center. The restaurant is a dimly lit room mainly used for meetings and donor meals. In the corner, a few people are sitting around a table. I sit down and plug my dying iPhone into one of the power strips provided. This sparsely populated event called Recharge is hosted by the school's Office of Transition Services, a new university office aimed at commuter and transfer student retention. Next to me is Jill Briggs. She's a third-year human development master's student. She says she came to relax before class.
I actually work on campus, like, you know, normal 9-to-5 schedule, and I have class at 6, so it's kind of nice that they had this, just kind of a break between work and class to, you know, take a break and have a snack and everything.
The event is promoted as a chance for students to get plugged in before evening classes. Students can charge their devices like iPhones, laptops, and iPads. Refreshments are provided, and it's free for students to attend the events, which are planned for every other week. Briggs says this is the first time she's attended Recharge, and says came unprepared.
I meant to bring my charger for my iPad, and I forgot my charger. But at the next event, I plan to. It's nice, though. It's just kind of a chance to chat with some folks and, you know, take a little breather before I have to go concentrate for 2.5 hours at class.
Commuter students are both undergrad and graduate students who take classes at UIS but live elsewhere. Historically, UIS has been known as a commuter college, as most of the student body traveled to campus for class. In recent years, more students live at UIS, but they remain a minority of the overall student population. Lori Giordano, director of the Office of Transition Services, says a lot of the commuter students at UIS have full-time jobs. Between work, families, and schools, their schedules are packed. Since night classes start at 6, Giordano says Recharge gives them a break.
We thought between the hours of 5 and 6, as they're getting off work and they're coming out to campus and getting ready for their 6 o'clock class, that it would be nice to provide some snacks and some drinks for them. Also, you know, recharge any of their devices that might have been, you know, they've been using all day before they go to class.
Giordano says the Recharge event also allows commuter students to have a set time to meet each other and socialize. The Office of Transition Services is relatively new. It was created in September. Giordano says it gives new students a place to ask questions and raise concerns for those who don't know where to go or who to ask.
And so when they get to campus, they're trying to figure out things on their own for the most part and really don't have those resources. They don't really know who to ask.
She says that lack of resource has been among the reasons that the school has seen declines in retention. In the fall of 2011, 28% of transfer students left UIS before completing their degree. About two-thirds of UIS students are considered transfers, and most commute to class.
Give them some sort of support system, because we know that students who connect with campus, who have a support system, other students that they can talk to about classes or issues or concerns, that those students we tend to retain, they tend to stay and graduate.
At the Recharge event in the Public Affairs Center, a fresh batch of popcorn is made a few minutes before 6. Everyone continues to carry on talking over some snacks and soda. Soon they will unplug, pack up, and head off to night classes, and then commute home. I'm Lee Strupinger.